Yeah, I've mentioned this before, but the highest holy days of the year, such as Christmas and Easter, have octaves attached to them. They have 8 days where we celebrate that feast. That feast is so important, we celebrate it for a week in one day. Well, today is the 8th day of Easter. It's the 8th day of the celebration of the octave of Easter. We call it the octave day. Today is also the Feast of Divine Mercy. This is a more recent feast, so it's not as well known. It actually came about through a revelation of our Lord to a Polish sister, Sister Faustina Kowalska, who is now Saint Faustina. Sister Faustina was a religious sister of the Congregation of Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy there in Poland during the 1930s, right before World War II. And our Lord came to Sister Faustina and gave to her a message of divine mercy. And as part of this message, he asked that this Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, be renamed Divine Mercy Sunday. Be a Sunday where we reflect and remember and celebrate our Lord's mercy that he wishes to bring upon us. In this Sunday, we see the fullness of the mercy of our Lord. The mercy which is given to us through our Lord's death and resurrection. The mercy that we celebrate through the Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil. We see this mercy when our Lord appears to the disciples, to the apostles, and he says to them, "Peace be with you." He extends to them their peace. You know, he brings to them a message of mercy. He shows them the nail marks in his hands and his feet through which he shows the desire for his mercy. He shows the hole in his side where the lance pierced and the blood and water came out as his mercy flows down upon us. It's this blood and water which we see symbolized in that beautiful image of divine mercy which we have over here on your right, my left, over the door. You know, showing the red and white rays of his mercy coming from his sacred heart. In fact, our Lord said to Saint Faustina, "The two rays denote blood and water. The pale ray stands for the water which makes souls righteous. The red ray stands for the blood which is the life of souls. These two rays issued forth from the depths of my tender mercy when my agonized heart was opened by a lance on the cross. Happy is the one who dwell in their shelter, for the just hand of God shall not lay hold of him. By means of this image I shall grant many graces to souls. It is to be a reminder of the demands of my mercy, because even the strongest faith is of no avail without works." The message which our Lord gave to Saint Faustina is very simple. This message of divine mercy is a very simple message. And it can be easily remembered with three letters, A, B, C. Just remember your ABCs and you'll remember this message of divine mercy. The first part, A, ask for mercy. We have to ask for our Lord's divine mercy to come down upon us. He gives it to us freely, but we still have to ask. We received that mercy the first time at our baptisms. When we were baptized, that mercy flowed down upon us as the water was poured over our head. Well, it's poured over us again every time we come to the sacrament of mercy, the sacrament of confession, that when we receive those words of absolution, that mercy flows down upon us. One of the great symbolisms of the sacrament of confession is the priest holding his hands over the head of the penitent, over the head of the person receiving that sacrament. And as the priest holds his hands, it's as if the blood and water of Christ's forgiveness flow down from the priest's hands onto their head. In fact, the gospel today, the sacrament is so important that the gospel today shows us the institution of the sacrament of confession. Our Lord gives the power to the apostles, which is then passed on to bishops and priests to this day, when he says, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." This is very much the sacrament of God's mercy and love. And it is through this sacrament that that mercy is poured upon us, that we, A, ask for His mercy. The second part is B, be merciful. We receive His mercy, but we aren't to just hold on to His mercy. We're to share that. We're to allow that mercy to flow through us. If we are to receive His mercy, we must be merciful. We must provide His mercy. And sadly, that's something I think is in very short supply in our day and age. Just turn on the TV. Watch the news. Watch some of these daytime TV shows. There's not a lot of mercy being shown. In fact, you know, what are the more popular daytime shows? Justice shows. Judge Judy. Things like that. Not a lot of mercy there. A lot of justice. Not a lot of mercy. We need to be merciful. We need to allow that mercy that we have received to be shown to others. We need to seek, or we need to give forgiveness, give mercy. And then the third part is C, completely trust in Jesus. When you look at the divine mercy image, written underneath our Lord are the words, "Jesus, I trust in you." Those are words that should be on our heart and our lips constantly. Jesus, I trust in you. That needs to be how we live our life. Jesus, I trust in you. We need to profess, as St. Thomas did, "My Lord and my God," that Jesus is our Lord, He is our God, and that we place our trust in Him. We trust in the divine mercy. We do these three things: ask for mercy, be merciful, and completely trust in Jesus. Because the message of divine mercy is the message of salvation for our souls. Now, to be clear, divine mercy is not permission to sin. It's not we can do whatever we want and Jesus will be merciful and overturn it. It's not what it is. You know, I'm sure you all have heard the stereotype. No one's ever done this, of course. Nobody here has ever done this. But you've heard the stereotype of Catholics that, oh, you can go out and do whatever you want Friday night, Saturday night, go out and party and sin and do whatever you want. But just as long as you get to confession and Mass on Sunday, you're good to go. Now, of course, no one here has ever done that, I'm sure. But divine mercy is not, just freedom to do whatever you want. What divine mercy is the strength we need to overcome our sins. Through divine mercy, we are drawn closer to our Lord, constantly being drawn closer to our Lord. And the more open that we are to God's divine mercy, the more we will recognize our sin. It's as if you take a floor that you think is clean and you put a flashlight on it. We had to do this when I was in Air Force basic training. We had to take a flat, you know, we cleaned the floor, but then we took a flashlight and shone it under the beds. And you could see that dirt that we had missed, that dust that we had missed, that we knew that our training instructors would definitely see. So then we had to clean that as well. Well, divine mercy is the same way. It's our Lord's divine light shining upon our souls, illuminating that sin in our lives, helping us to overcome that sin, and giving us the strength to more closely follow God's will and His commandments. Now, to be clear, we will never be truly free from sin in this life. We will never overcome sin in this life. But we should be constantly in our lives desiring to overcome that sin. We should be striving to minimize the effects of sin in our lives. Sin affects us, and we should be desiring to overcome that. Because I think it's pretty safe to say we all desire the salvation promised by Christ. We might not say that, but we all desire to enter into eternal life in heaven and to be in union with God. It's in the depths of our soul. It is through divine mercy that we find those things in our souls, those sins that keep us from that union with God. So today on this Divine Mercy Sunday is the day to begin living in our Lord's divine mercy. And we just have to remember ABC. Ask for mercy, be merciful, completely trust in Jesus, and be able to say, "Jesus, I trust in you."